The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, Chapter Number 27, Text Number 21, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on September 24th, 2016, in Vrindavan, India.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Kadachit Attamana Sa Brahmalokat Mahim Gatam Vavre Brihat Vratam Mam Tu Janati Kamamohita Kadachit Attamana Sa Brahmalokan Mahim Gatam Vavre Brihad Vritang Mangtu Janati Kama Mohita Kadachit Attamana Sa Brahmalokan Mahim Gatam Vavre Brihad Vritang Mangtu Janati kama mohita kadachit. Once upon a time, attamana, traveling, sa, she, brahmalokat, from Brahmaloka, the highest planet. Mahim, on the earth. Gatam, having come. Vavre, she proposed. Brihat Vratam, a vowed brahmachari. Mam, unto me. To, then. Janati, knowing. Kamamohita, being illusioned by lust. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. When I once came to this earth from Brahmaloka, the highest planetary system, the daughter of time wandering over the universe met me. Knowing me to be an avowed brahmachari, she became lusty and proposed that I accept her. Purport. The great sage Narada Muni was a naishtika brahmachari, that is, he never had sex life. He was consequently an evergreen youth. Old age, jara, could not attack him. The invalidity of old age can overcome an ordinary man, but Narada Muni was different. Taking Narada Muni to be an ordinary man, the daughter of time confronted him with her lusty desires. It requires great strength to resist a woman's attraction. It is difficult for old men, and what to speak of young. Those who live as brahmacharis must follow in the footsteps of the great sage Narada Muni, who never accepted the proposals of jara. Those who are too much sexually addicted become victims of jara, and very soon their lifespan is shortened. Without utilizing the human form of life for Krishna consciousness, the victims of Jara die very soon in this world. So, in this wonderful purport of Srila Prabhupada, we can see how sex life shortens your lifespan. In other words, the more you have sex, the shorter your life is. Therefore, it is recommended better to stay brahmachari. Or if one enters household life, he should strictly follow the rule for the grihastha ashram. And that is to use sex only for procreation. The karmi, they want to use sex for recreation. But that recreational sex is suicidal. Every time the male loses semana, he shortens his lifespan. So therefore, once you give up this sex attraction. But how do you do it? Sex is such a powerful attraction. Man is attracted to woman, woman is attracted to man. Is it? It's been going on since time immemorial. The male pig is attracted to the female pig. And even though the female ostrich has such ugly, scaly legs, the male ostrich is carried away. Romeo, Juliet, So once you become intelligent, once you become sober, what is that female body, your male body that I'm attracted to? Simply a bag of stool, urine, pus and blood. But Maya has very expertly packaged it in such a way that we're completely carried away. So once you become sober, once you become intelligent, not to become bewildered by this sex attraction. There's a very nice poetry given by Jamunacharya Albandru. He was formerly a king in India in the old days. And you know what king means? It means harem. Harem. He has so many palace maidens, he can have sex with all of them. So, he became a sadhu though. He gave up the life of a king, of the licentious life of a king, became a pure devotee. And he gave a very nice poetry. Yadavati Bhattanadi Sangame Smayabane Bhavati Mukushushtu Nasmadhazago Yadavati Matan. Yadavabi Dattanari Sangame Smarayamani. That's a good. You remember how good? Davadi Bhattanari Smar. Am I mixing it up? How does it begin? Yadavati Bhatt. Anyway, I forget the Sanskrit. I usually know it, but I'm forgetting it today. Yadavati Bhattanari Sangame Smarayamani. Bhavati Mukujna Stevanam. I'm missing some of it, but the English goes like this. Ever since I've been engaged in the transcendental loving service of Lord Sri Krishna, tasting newer and newer pleasure in that loving service, whenever the thought of sex life enters my brain, my lips curl with distaste, and I spit at the thought. So, my dear Prabhus and Matajis, I would like to give you some very good advice. Every time you think about sex, spit. Not literally, but within your mind, you must spit at the thought. Get out of here, you rascal thought. I have only one love, and that is Krishna. I have only one love, and that is Krishna. I'm not interested in this sex business. For millions and billions of lifetimes, we've been totally captured by sex desire. But how can you possibly give up sex attraction? The whole world is running after sex. All the popular songs, all the movies, everything is sex, 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 sex. How can I get free from it? Vishayavani Vartante Niraharashadehina Rashavashang Hriyo Prashva Parangdvishthani Vartate. The embodied soul may be restricted from sense enjoyment, though the taste for sense objects remains, but ceasing such engagements by experiencing a higher taste, he is fixed in consciousness. So you got to get the higher taste. That's what we should all be thinking and hankering. How can I get that higher taste? If I don't have that higher taste, I would give up Krishna consciousness in due course. I've been a devotee of ISKCON for 45 years. And I think of all the brahmacharis that I served together with in the brahmachari ashram in the early days, they're all gone. They're completely gone from the movement, you see. All the whole brahmachari ashram, practically they're all gone. They're not even householders, they're just karmis again. So, it's a very razor's edge is described, you see. It's like a razor, shaving with a razor. This material world is a very dangerous place, like shaving with a straight edge razor. Don't be lackadaisical or lazy in this process. You have to understand it is a life or death matter. If you don't take it seriously, you're going to be a dead man today, tomorrow, or next week. If you don't take it seriously, you will be dead, spiritually dead. The material nature is very, very heavy. Do not underestimate the power of Maya. So you have to learn how to cultivate that higher taste. How you can actually taste the sweet flavor of Krishna's name. How you can dive deep in the nectar of Lila Smaranam. How you can relish fully surrendering to the bona fide spiritual master. How you can relish serving the devotees with love. The most important thing in this regard is humility. If you're puffed up, you're never going to get the taste. If you're puffed up, you will never get the higher taste. So you have to always feel yourself very meek and humble. Even though I'm a very puffed up person, I'm trying to cultivate that humility. So yesterday I was in shopping in Lloyd Bazaar. I don't have it. I met one of my godbrothers there. And he said, "Are you okay?" And I was thinking very deeply. And I realized that what is the real meaning of okay? If I'm really okay, that means I'm seeing Krishna face to face. If I'm really okay, I've awakened pure love of God within my heart. So when he asked me if I was okay, I said, "Well, I'm not really okay yet. But by Prabhupada's grace, someday I will be okay." Someone asks you if you've given up your independent enjoying mood. If someone asks you, "Have you given up your independent enjoying mood yet?" You can say, "No, but I'm praying for that golden day. I'm striving for that with all of my best endeavor. I'm striving to achieve that mood where I'm completely free from the independent enjoying mood." In other words, we don't advertise, "Yes, I am a great Vaishnava." We always take the humble position. Just like this morning, I met one of my godbrothers in front of Krishna Balaram. And he said, "I have met your disciples. They are very, very nice," he told me. "Your disciples are very nice." And I said, "It is not my doing. It is simply the mercy of Srila Prabhupada." So in this way, we have to always cultivate humility. We have to always think, "I'm a struggling neophyte." I remember our Sridhar Swami, he's now departed, a very dear godbrother of mine, Sridhar Swami. He told a very nice story. When he was getting initiated, he was offering his dandavats in front of Prabhupada. Totally absorbed. "Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vasudeva." Somebody tapped him. He said, "Prabhupada's talking to you." And he looked up and Prabhupada said, "So you are a brahmachari?" And he was thinking, "Prabhupada is blessing me that to be brahmachari." And he did that. He stayed brahmachari the whole life. Became a big, fixed up sannyasi. And then he said about himself, he said, but here I am still struggling. So just see, he remained brahmachari, became a fixed up, one of the big sannyasi leaders of ISKCON, you see. But he said, here I am. He honestly said, I'm still struggling. So one may think, I would want to think that I'm still struggling. That'd be kind of depressing, wouldn't it? If I had to think I'm struggling, that'd be very depressing, wouldn't it? But Shridhar Swami is known as the Jolly Swami. He's very jolly. But he felt, I am struggling to conquer my senses. So instead of trying to deny the struggle, to be Krishna conscious, embrace the struggle. That's the secret. How you're going to get the higher taste. You have to understand, you have not mastered your senses yet. You were Godas, you were Godasis. You see? You were servants of your senses. We have not become Goswamis yet. You see? But that's okay if we embrace the struggle. That I must strive, I must beg Krishna, I must beg Prabhupada, I must beg my Guru Maharaj, please bless me, I can fully conquer my senses and be fully absorbed in pure bhakti 24/7. You see, this is how you get free from sex desire. You have to understand what it really means to be Krishna conscious. And you have to endeavor for it intensely at every minute within your heart. As Krishna says in Gita 5:21, Bhayasvarsheshvasaktatma Vindatyatmaniyat sukham sabrahma yoga yoktatma sukham akshayam ashnute. Such a self-realized person is always in trance, relishing, is not attracted to material sense pleasure, but is always in trance, relishing the pleasure within. In this way, the self-realized soul enjoys unlimited happiness, for he always concentrates on the Supreme. So if you take that struggle to be Krishna conscious as the whole purpose of your existence on this planet, it won't matter what's happening externally. Whether you're in Vrindavan, whether you're in New York City or Calcutta, wherever you may be, in every single situation, you can intensely endeavor for that mood of pure bhakti, understanding you're not there yet, but you have to get there as soon as possible. There's great ecstasy in that mood. And that will protect you from the influence of the material nature. You just have to embrace that mood. And then you'll always be feeling very good. You'll always be fired up. Ready to take over the world for Prabhupada, you see. We're a revolutionary movement. Our goal is we want to conquer the whole world. We want to convince all the leaders of this planet to follow our instructions. The political leaders, they are the Kshatriya class. They are the Kshatriyas, the political leaders of Kshatriya. Prabhupada has trained us to be the Brahmanas. So the success of our Brahminical culture is when we can, when the, all the Kshatriyas, all the prime ministers and presidents of the world come to the ISKCON Brahmanas for guidance on how to run their countries. Unless the political leader is delivering his dependents from the cycle of birth and death, he should not be a president or prime minister. So we want to attract these prime ministers, presidents, corporate heads, every kind of leader in the world. We want to attract all of them to come to us and take training how to perfectly guide their constituents so their constituents can get out of the cycle of birth and death as soon as possible. So, I wanted to leave a few minutes for questions. Hand me one. You can get more later. Just hand me one. Okay. Okay, first question. How to control anger? Use anger only in the service of Krishna. You can use anger to chastise the miscreants. But don't use it for sense gratification. One time I used anger very effectively in Krishna's service. I was passing out sweets on University Avenue in Gainesville, Florida. I had a nice basket of Simply Wonderfuls. So one smart aleck hippie, he came up to me with a big grin on his face. I offered him a Simply Wonderful. He hit the basket and knocked all the Simply Wonderfuls out in the street. He hit it very hard. They went flying like 20 feet out into the street. All the Simplies are in the middle of the street. He thought it was a great fun. Well, I decided now is the time to use anger in Krishna's service. It was controlled anger. I didn't lose my temper. I used controlled anger in Krishna's service. I looked him right in the face. I put my finger right in his face like this. And I said like this. I said, "You better get out there and pick up all those sweets right now." Like that. And you know what? It worked. He became a nice guy all of a sudden. He ran out in the middle of the street. There was a red light. The cars were sitting there getting ready to roll in 20 seconds. He ran out in front of the cars and picked up all the sweets. Because I used anger for Krishna, that boy was safe from his offense. So anger can be used for Krishna. The senior devotees sometimes use it to chastise their juniors also. It is actually their kindness. How to be humble? Just remember what a fallen rascal you really are. I mean, you're really, really a rascal. You're rascal number one. You understand? You are rascal number one. Don't think otherwise. Don't think otherwise. That's how you'll be humble. Always remind yourself you're a rascal. How to avoid mental offenses against Vaishnavas? You must always respect them as the representatives of Guru and Krishna. What is the best service a disciple can render to his Guru? To fully dedicate your life to carrying out his world deliverance mission. The spiritual master's mission is to deliver all the living entities of this material world back to Krishna. So you should also accept that mission. This is our family business. It is stated that Lord Chaitanya is in great anxiety seeing the suffering souls of this material world. And those devotees who accept also the mission of delivering the living entities of this material world back to Krishna, they are relieving Lord Chaitanya of some of his anxieties. So the best service you can do for your spiritual master is you should also embrace the world deliverance mission as your life's goal. But it's become difficult in ISKCON. Many of the leaders have become so puffed up. It's difficult to live in ISKCON. They say it's really hard because the leaders are puffed up, you know. That's what they're saying. They're saying it's really hard to be in ISKCON because all the ISKCON leaders are so puffed up. Maybe you're the one that's puffed up. Ever thought about that? Maybe you're the one who's puffed up. But even if they are puffed up, still you should not leave. Let's say all the leaders are puffed up. And it's wrong to be puffed up. So let's say all the leaders of ISKCON are puffed up. That means I should leave? No, you stay within the movement and you work to rectify the difficulties of the movement. So how do you teach somebody who's puffed up not to be puffed up? The first thing is you stop being puffed up, rascal. And if you're humble, if you're truly humble, you can inspire the whole movement to become humble. If you are truly humble, you can inspire every living entity in this entire material existence to become humble. Doesn't the Bhagavad Gita say that? That humble person can inspire the whole world to become humble. So if you see that all the ISKCON leaders are puffed up, you become humble and teach them by your example how to become humble. Okay, next question. How to be with Krishna 24 hours a day? You're already with Krishna 24 hours a day. But you just don't see it because your eyes are covered by the material nature. How to see Krishna the same way I am seeing you in this class? Yes, you can directly see Krishna. That's a fact. It is possible to come to a state of mind where you can directly see Krishna face to face, eye to eye. My beloved Guru Maharaj, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Tri Dandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada, ordered me to become qualified to see Krishna face to face. So it is possible. How do you do that? Premanjana charita bhakti velochanena santaksadai vrhidayeshu velokayanti yangshama shundaram achyagunasvarupam govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who is Shama Sundar, Krishna himself, with inconceivable innumerable attributes, whom the pure devotees see in their heart of hearts with the eye of devotion, tinged with the salve of love. You simply must anoint your eyes with premanjana, the salve of love. That salve is obtained through hearing from the pure devotees. If we hear from those who are qualified to see Krishna by the purifying words coming from their lotus mouths, we will also become qualified to see Krishna. So the secret is qualitative hearing. Go on hearing from pure devotees. And that day will come, that golden day will come, and you will see Krishna face to face. Next question. At the outset, I would like to apologize. I am not qualified to ask you a question, but I request you to clarify my doubts. Since Srila Prabhupada emphasizes on Brahmachari Ashram to make rapid spiritual progress, why did you accept Grihastha Ashram? I did not accept Grihastha Ashram. I jumped to Vanaprastha Ashram. I have never had sex with my wife, ever. So why did I get married then? Well, I was actually on the sannyas waiting list. But my GBC, His Holiness Tamal Krishna Goswami, he gave me an offer. I could either take sannyas or I could marry this one particular devotee here, Vishnu Priya Devi Das. And I saw the qualities of this devotee, how powerful preacher she was, how pure she was in Krishna consciousness. And I was thinking, for the sake of preaching, actually, I would be better off with her than I would with the dandan. For preaching. So, and it's been confirmed. One of my sannyasi godbrothers, one sannyasi said, "When are you going to take sannyas?" So I asked one of my sannyasi GBC godbrothers about this. He said, "No, you should stay." He said, "You are better than sannyas." So he told me, "You're better than sannyas." So that's the answer to that one. We need Guru's permission to accept Grihastha Ashram. Yes, you should take your Guru's permission. Even as described, before you have sex, you're supposed to take Guru's permission also. That's what Prabhupada says like that. Even before you have sex with your wife, you get your Guru's permission. So, any other questions? Our time is up. Question coming, okay? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Okay, in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 17, verse 14, in the purport is written, sex is something. Sex is marlin.
Sex only in marriage.
Sex is what?
Only in marriage. Sex only in marriage.
Sex only is in marriage, that's correct. There's no... And there's no mention of illicit core? Illicit core?
Or illicit word. There's no illicit word.
Illicit word. Yes. Well, I'll tell you right now, you have to. You should never take anything of Prabhupada's out of context. Let's say you have an agenda that I would like to have sex. I would like to get married and have unrestricted sex life. Some of our devotees do this in ISKCON. They think they got an unrestricted sex life within marriage. They'll take one quote. Well, in this quote, Prabhupada didn't say there's anything wrong with it. But look at all the other quotes. This is called taking something. This is, if you take it out of context, you can take so many meanings. It's like Krishna says, I am sex life, which is not contrary to religious principles. You can misinterpret that too. Krishna says, I am sex. And sex is not against religious principles. Ki jai, I can have Krishna, Krishna. I have sex every day, it's Krishna. That's just by taking the comma out or adding it. By a little grammatical twist, you can completely flip the meaning the opposite side. But the actual meaning is, Krishna says, I am only that sex which is not against religious principles. That other sex, I am not. That's the point. So if you have an agenda of word jugglery, of sense gratification, you can twist out so many meanings. But look at all the things that Prabhupada said about it. Look at the letters he wrote. Look at the lectures. Look at the other purports, and then it'll be very clear what he means. You may say, well, can't I just read that one verse and not worry about anything else? But you know what Prabhupada said? In the Chaitanya Charitamrita? He said, all my disciples have to read all of my books or they'll fall down. All of my disciples have to read all of my books or they will fall down. You may think, well, I'm not a disciple, I'm a grand disciple. I don't have to read the books. You think that's what Prabhupada meant? Only the disciples have to read, the grand disciples don't have to read? You think that's what Prabhupada meant? You think Prabhupada meant only the disciples have to read all the books and the grand disciples don't have to? You have to understand Prabhupada's mood and Prabhupada's desire. And then you can, every purport will be clear to you. If you have an agenda of sense gratification, you can twist out so many meanings to suit your sense gratification. The fact is that grand disciples are also disciples. Great grand disciples are also disciples. Great great grand disciples and great 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 grand disciples and great 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 grand disciples are also disciples. So that means for the next 10,000 years, everybody should read all of Prabhupada's books. And if you do that, you'll understand this purport correctly. It won't twist out some perverted meaning to suit your sense gratification. So we thank you all very much. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Yeah.